From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Let's count us in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Podcast. All right.
Well, welcome everybody to this week's episode of Land Grant University Presents Beers with the Brewers. Coming live from Land Grant Brewing Company here at 424 West Town Street down in Franklinton in Columbus. I'm Adam, one of the owners here at Land Grant. Joining me this week, we have brewer Justin Reich.
Hey, hey, hey.
Back on the podcast. Co-founder, creative director, Walt Keys.
Hello. I'm back from a one-week vacation. A
little bit of a vacation. Now, we got Mark on vacation this week, so manning the computer for the first time. So we'll have a new editor. Is Vinny Valentino.
Good evening.
The Phil Spector of Land Grant.
From the and then, as always, Julie Keys, producing.
Minus the murder.
What?
No more murder.
Just the producing part. Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Julie.
Phil Spector murdered someone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole HBO movie about it.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Like Phil Spector murdered someone.
Can you walk me through the plot?
Part one.
Part one. Al Pacino plays Phil Spector.
Yeah. So.
No, he
checked that out.
Joe Paterno.
It's the prequel to that movie.
Okay.
All right. So back to today's show. We are talking about Skull Session. Coming back again for its third year. Last year, we did this 2 years ago as a one-off seasonal around the Michigan game. Last year, we had it all football season, but we wanted to make it a little more special again, so we held off a little bit on its release. It'll be releasing next week in stores just in time to get you a couple six packs to enjoy the big game.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about this beer, the four bullet points, it is malty, it is dry, biscuity, and tailgate worthy. But a thing to note, if you really enjoyed Skull Session in the past and you loved exactly the way it tasted, it tastes a little different this year, and Justin will touch on that a little later on in the podcast. Mm-hmm. So suggested food pairings.
I might.
We got a Wolverine chili.
Man,
it's a nice grilling chili.
Shots fired there.
So is this like using like roadkill? Like actual Wolverine?
That's what they do up there in Michigan, right?
Oh, got him. What do you think, Jeppy?
About that?
Yeah, what's Wolverine chili?
Wolverine chili. I Googled Wolverine chili, and lo and behold, there was a recipe that popped up. It does not, however, have Wolverine in it, unfortunately. I don't think anyone would want to eat.
I doubt it. It's pretty gamey.
The animal or the X-Men?
It's a rodent. So, you can go check out. We'll post the recipe. Justin has a recipe link for Wolverine chili that'll be posted alongside this episode.
It's the familycookbookproject.com.
/recipe.
Mm-hmm.
/182-8602 Wolverine-chili.html.
There you go. So also you could pair this with Bahama Mama tacos with grilled peppers and onions.
Sounds like a tailgate treat.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Get your
Bahama Mama from Old Schmitz.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are good suggestions. Thanks, Justin.
You are very welcome.
All right, well, what's coming up at the brewery?
All right, well, a lot of fun stuff. Oh, it just so happens that we're having a Skull Session release party here on Friday. 11/9
tomorrow.
So that's tomorrow.
If you're listening to this when it came out.
Yeah, so our friends from 11 Warriors are coming down here for a happy hour on Friday, tomorrow. We are releasing Skull Session. We've been running an Instagram contest along with them throughout the week to give away these snazzy new Skull Session homage designed and produced t-shirts. So we're going to be announcing the winner of that Friday morning. But if you didn't win, we are doing bundles where you can get the homage t-shirt, brand new homage t-shirt, a six-pack of Skull Session, and a Skull Session poster for just $40.
That's
a pretty good deal. It's like, I think it's $47 value.
$7
40
off.
Bucks.
It's a touchdown.
That's pretty good.
Great,
yeah, it's
touchdown.
A touchdown off.
Those aren't cheap to come by
with the
here.
Extra point. So no, that'll be cool. So come down here Friday. We're launching Skull Session. It should be pretty fun. And then we're running that bundle deal through Saturday, which leads me into Saturday. Playing Michigan State at noon. First 20 people to show up to watch the game get a free Skull Session poster.
Jeez, that's a deal.
Yeah, yeah. Still running that bundle deal. Come on out and support the Buckeyes at a noon game away Michigan State. Should be a shockingly good game, unfortunately, but fortunately we will probably win. 4 weeks ago we probably all thought this would have been a blowout, but boy, the times, they sure have changed, haven't they, Vinny?
That's what they say.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
Times are changing. Sunday, speaking of winning home teams here, we have the big crew playoff match, 7:30 p.m. kick.
Second leg.
Second leg of the home and home against the New York Red Bulls. 1-0 win at home, at home the other day. So, hopefully they keep that up and put them away and move on to the next round.
They go through with a win or a tie.
Yeah, so that's pretty good odds, but at the same time, you want to
58%.
You want to keep the pressure on. You want to keep the pressure on. You want to go score 8 goals and leave no doubt, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, Gwen the Stefani. Weather is not going to cooperate with us this weekend as, again, this is your
is winter time.
Your weekly weather update here at Beards with the Brewers podcast. It's going to be cold. High, I think Saturday night is down in the 20s.
Yeah.
And the game on Sunday would have been a great thing to show out in the beer garden, but it's only going to be in the 30s. So, yeah.
Put
too
a coat
cold.
On, maybe
so
a hat.
It'll be a nice cozy festive atmosphere here.
We'll have the heat on.
Yeah,
will put it on for the game.
I mean, I remember watching those playoff games here last year, and we had one. I mean, the atmosphere in here was insane. When they won on PKs against Atlanta.
Yeah, similarly.
There were people on the tables screaming and yelling, and we had a little bit of that on
Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
Last week.
Yeah. And so it should be fun. It should be awesome. And hopefully the crew get a win. And then one last thing to mention for all you looking ahead to just skipping right over Thanksgiving, going straight into the holiday Christmas spirit. We're having a... We're calling it the Holiday Enchantment at Land Grant on Sunday, December 2nd. And we got a lot of fun holiday Christmas activities and beers and fun planned. So put that on your calendar. Should be a good one.
It's only 3 weeks away. It's crazy.
Well, December 2nd is, I mean, so it's 6 weeks till Christmas or so.
So I'd like to pivot now and start talking about Christmas. What's your favorite gift to get, Justin?
But no, I mean we're gonna have like wreath making. We're gonna have hot drinks,
cold drinks,
some cold drinks too.
Captain Beard Crumbs.
There's gonna be a charitable toy drive as well. Make your own wreaths. Santa Claus will be here. Captain Beard Crumbs might show up.
Campbell will be here doing.
Campbell will be here. There'll be caroling.
Official band of Land Grant.
That's quite the official band. I would say unofficial band.
We just worked out that new legal binding contract. I think you were out.
Yeah,
of that
Campbell's
meeting.
Got a lot of legal stuff to figure out, but they could be here. No, it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna deck out the beer garden and the tap room and. It's going to be a lot of fun. So put that on your calendar, Sunday, December 2nd. And then, yeah, New Year's Eve, we'll be announcing some stuff soon. We've been getting emails and stuff.
Yeah, if you were here last
that,
year, you probably had a really good time and want to come back.
Yeah. So stay tuned on that. We're working out the details on that, but we won't make you wait too long.
All right. So thanks, Walt, for the events.
Yeah, no problem.
Like we said, we're talking about Skull Session, our Scarlet Lager, we're calling it. So... Old Justin.
Skull Session, Scarlet Lager. It's kind of a hybrid between a European amber lager and an international amber lager. Actually, very similar to a it's very similar to a Vienna lager, but a little bit more malty. So it pours a clear reddish copper. The color actually comes from a malt called Red X. It's made by a company called Best Malts. After doing some extensive research on this malt, they will not reveal the secret as to how it is composed.
So it's like an X-Man.
Pretty much. No, a whole bunch of home brewers have actually guesstimated that it's a blend of a whole bunch of different malts, but they have come out and said that is not the case.
Hmm.
In my opinion, it kind of has like a Munich-y, almost like melanoidin kind of character, a little bit of caramel biscuit flavor going, kind of bready, super tasty, a little sweet. So
it's a really nice color.
Yeah, it is. It is a very like dark red copper color. And that's one of the things that malt is meant for, is to give your beers a nice reddish hue.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
So some hops just for bittering, not much for flavor, which is the Tetnang and Chinook.
We added Chinook a little bit later into the boil, I think with about 10 minutes left, to give it some sort of a kind of spicy bite to the back end, which I think that does come through a little bit right at the end. So you're going to get that honey-like sweetness and like toasted bread note from the malt, and then a little bit of that floral and pine character from the Tetnang and Chinook.
Yeah, I'd say definitely compared to last year's version, the malt profile, the maltiness of this beer is dialed back.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not as roasty as it was last year. I think that was one of the things. It came off a lot more like caramelly, kind of toasty and roasty.
Yeah, you get a little bit of that roast at the very end, but not really full through the full
super
beer.
Super subtle. Yep.
Like we had last year. So definitely. It's a little dangerously crushable here. Very, very, finishes so clean with that lager yeast. Like I said, not as malty as last year, but tipping the scales here at 5.8% ABV.
Yeah.
So
it's not exactly a light beer, but it drinks pretty crisp and clean.
Yeah, a little less sessionable, but maybe with the weather change, this is the type of sessionable beer that you want while you're watching the big game.
Yeah, watching the home team, either home team.
You could watch the home team crack open a Skull Session. You could be outside.
You'd be watching the Blue Jackets. You'd be watching the Crew. You could be watching the Buckeyes, basketball or football. I mean, it's...
Heck, you could be watching Friends reruns.
You could.
You watch whatever you want, Justin.
Yeah.
Just watch whatever you want and have a Skull Session.
So given that, how crushable would you say it is?
Oh, here's the big question.
I think Vinny should start us off.
How crushable?
One.
Vinny, how crushable do you think Skull Session is?
You can't cheat. Don't look at your notes.
I'm just making notes for later. I give it a five.
Five crushable.
Crusher from Vinny.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you could have five.
You got to drink five of them right now.
I've done it before.
You're going to. Yeah, but this is a different Skull Session than before.
It's a little stronger, Vinny.
But I still believe in it. I'm going to stay with five.
Yeah, as long as you have a designated driver, Uber driver,
mm-hmm.
or
drink
a Lyft, you drink it at home.
Bandmate.
I think five is ridiculous. Bandmate
has a valid driver's license.
Show at the place you work. You know, all places you can drink five of these.
I'm going to have, I'm gonna go with three.
Only three?
Yeah, I was going to go four.
Yeah, five's too much. Three's not enough. I'm probably going to go...
In the middle?
3.5.
4.2. You're just going to open one.
What are you going to do?
Fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it on my nightstand and knock it over in the middle of the night and be what happened?
The famous.
Oh, that was a beer.
You open one more beer, and then you come down in the morning and you realize that you're pouring out 0.8 of a beer can into the sink.
It's
and
like
putting
watching,
it in the recycling bin.
It's like when
you guys were at my apartment this weekend, weren't you?
Boy, it was a long one.
It was a long day.
Empty cans, open cans everywhere.
Just all over the place.
It was a long month we spent at your apartment this weekend.
My pad, as no one calls
so
it.
So the old name and logo here on the can, the old design.
What's
what do
that
you,
all about, Walt?
What do you think that comes from?
Tell us, Walt.
Without giving too much away, the old home team here in Columbus, Ohio, they've got a pretty good marching band. And before the big game, every Saturday, they like to play a little concert at the old basketball arena to kind of get everyone's mind right. Players come in, coach says a little something, the fans can watch. Everyone kind of sets their mind for the big game ahead, and they call that the Skull Session. And then they all walk over to the stadium and play the game, and the band plays all their songs and does all their formations. So the name Skull Session comes from that, but that name Skull Session comes from, it's an old military term that, as I understand it, it's sort of the same idea where before you're going off on a mission or a tactic or something thing, military thing, operation, it's a time to get your mind in the right place.
I got you. Well, it's a discussion or conference, especially to discuss policies, tactics,
yeah,
or
tactics.
Maneuvers.
So maneuvers. That's the word I was looking
maneuvering,
for. Yeah.
So. Yeah, so basically it is a generic term, and as Ohio State's marching band is in the military style of mm-hmm. marching bands, that is how they kick off before going out to the actual stadium to do their thing on the field.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were styles to marching bands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Drumline?
You got.
Yeah, but I was like a fifth grader.
Okay.
Yeah,
come over and watch it sometime.
You got drumline type mm-hmm. bands. You mm-hmm. got military. You got the other kinds.
Drumline 2 type
rock,
bands.
Rock bands.
And rock bands.
And Ohio State's band's all brass. I know that.
Boy bands.
Yeah.
Is that a feature of a military style band, or is that just a thing?
Yes.
That's a good question.
If only we could look it up somehow. But anyway. And so that's where the name Skull Session comes from. And then if you take a close look at the artwork, you're going to see a skeleton marching with the trumpet. And that skeleton, he's just got a skull on the top of his head.
It's pretty spooky.
And you can probably connect the dots from there.
So this beer will be launching in the tap room, as we said, this Friday, October. Oh, geez, wrong month.
October,
this beer will be.
Oh boy.
This beer will be launching.
It's going to be out in October of 2020.
This beer will be launching, as we said, this Friday, November 9th. And you'll see it starting in stores next week, November 12th. It'll be on draft a few places around town. We did more on draft or in cans this year than we did draft. So look for it in your Kroger's, Giant Eagle's, Whole Foods, local bottle shop, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a four crusher. Get your hands on some for sure.
4.2.
Let's say you were down here at Land Grant, 424 West Town Street, and you're gonna grab yourself some Ray Ray's Hog Pit Barbecue. You're here Thursday through Sunday.
Oh,
what would you pair with Skull Session?
Oh damn,
jerk chicken, fries.
You can pair anything with
barbecue sauce.
But see, I say jerk chicken every week. We gotta.
Well, I'm saying it this week, so pick your own.
It really is the best thing there is.
I feel like the spice would go really well with this one.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they had burnt ends last week, so if they got that again.
Yeah. I feel like the Brat Burger is kind of perfect with this.
Because
This is like a tailgating beer.
I feel like this beer is going to go pretty,
the Mangalese,
pretty
the
darn
Brat
well
burger.
With. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to go pretty well with any barbecue, really.
Which is the burger they were featured this time last year on Dine-In's
drive-in, drive-ups, and go-downs.
Ice truck drivers,
yes.
And dives.
The Guy Fieri program.
Well, we got a question from a listener this week.
Oh, we sure do.
From
and
Jeff.
It's a good one. It's a good question. It's a
two-part question.
Yeah, the second part's a real doozy, and he's going to be real disappointed with the answer.
All right. If Land Grant beers were days of the week, how would they line up for each of you?
I mean,
a full week is too much to decide, feel free to stick through Monday to Friday. So he likes
Saturday.
He likes to
Sunday
take his weekend off.
Yeah, I mean,
Jeff.
From drinking beer. I mean, Monday through Thursday, is Greenskeeper. It's got to be.
Why do you say that?
Because it's the working man's beer.
I don't know. I had a Neutron. I had a Neutron last night. And last night was a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's election day. That's like a it's sort of a hollow. Like there's stuff going on.
Need something a little stronger.
There's stuff happening.
Are you telling me that
it's not just like a normal Tuesday night?
Do you not have stuff going on Tuesdays?
I got two kids, so like I'm in bed by like 9:15 every day.
Whoa,
it's ugly out there.
Yeah.
So what's your
well, folks,
Friday,
that was it.
Saturday,
thanks
Sunday?
For tuning in,
Jeppy,
Friday,
what's your
Friday,
day?
Saturday, Sunday, I just go buck wild.
One of each?
I started number one, and then I worked my way down to 24.
And sometimes you'll just do a suicide.
Yeah, pints only. Pints only, too. None of this 10-ounce pour nonsense.
All right, Justin, what would you want to pick a day of the week, or you want to go the whole week?
I don't know. I feel like that's overwhelming for listeners for me to list seven different beers
Monday,
in a row.
This beer. Tuesday.
Okay, here we go. I don't have them written down, so I'm spitballing here.
What's your favorite day of the week, Justin?
I don't think I have a favorite day of the week. Let's go. I don't know. I mean, Saturday is such an obvious answer.
Is it?
All right, what's your Saturday beer?
Okay,
what's
Saturday, beer? Glory, probably.
Ah, Glory Saturday.
That's
watching the game.
Tailgating
watching
beer.
The home team.
I'm normally out in a parking lot having only one because I'm responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah. One Greenskeeper Saturday, as they call them.
One Glory Saturday.
One Glory, I'm sorry. Glory. My mind's just on Greenskeeper.
Vinny?
You know, more of a Friday.
Okay.
The not so obvious answer.
He's in a band.
So my answer is tequila. You know,
Tequila Gulch.
I like the 300. Honestly,
oh.
The batch 300.
That's your Friday.
That's
beer.
Your Friday beer.
He's a young man.
Okay. See, now I'd go with.
I'm the same age as Justin.
I'd go with. I'd go with Greenskeeper as my Saturday beer, just because a
you
lot
can
of times
have it all day.
Come in the morning, help folks open up. Maybe the game's on. Do a tour at 3 o'clock. Have some Ray Rays. You're here for a long time and not actually sitting in a computer doing that kind of work. So Greenskeeper definitely is. That's why they call it the workhorse of beers, I think. So that's generally my Saturday beer.
Everyone calls it that.
I'd say Mutter would be a Sunday beer, just from when we opened up in the fall 4 years ago. We'd do turnaround browns. Someone ordered a brown ale one time, and the Browns came back and won. So this is obviously 4 years ago when they
and then
won
they
more
didn't
than,
win again
no,
for three.
And then we stopped with the brown ale, but yeah, I'd say. Brown ale on Sunday. I don't really have a Monday
some
to Friday.
We're missing crucial days of the week, I think. In
I mean, I think a good Monday beer would be like
I think Kolsch is a good Monday Bay. Beer.
Bay
is a good
ale.
Monday beer.
Okay, Bay is a good Monday beer.
I feel like Bay is like a Sunday beer. Yeah. Like, it's a little treat.
You're taking
right
your gal out for
a little
treat.
On Monday?
A little
you're taking
sweet.
Your gal out on a Monday?
He's got kids, man. His whole schedule is
I
whack.
Go grocery shopping on
yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of times I equate it to what food trucks here, too. So
that's true.
Urban Sombrero, you can get yourself some Sunnyside tacos on Monday.
Yep.
But Mondays also was euchre night for a while, so.
Mm-hmm. Anything that pairs well with pizza.
Yeah, get that pizza. Yeah. It's an interesting question, but yeah, I'm not sure. I would say there's a couple days that really stands out, but other days maybe not so as much. Second part. Also, my wife wants to know who says the intro to line to Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers on the podcast each week.
Who is it, Adam? You made the thing.
It is like Microsoft or IBM or somebody, their text-to-speech. I was just...
it's Microsoft Sam.
I was putting accent. Together when we first decided we were going to turn... So Beers with the Brewers, we might have talked about this before, was originally an internal podcast we would do when we'd launch new beers, and our sales folks are driving around, not able to always be here to taste the beer and hear what the brewers have to say about it. And we had fun with that and decided that maybe other people would want to hear us talk about that and other silly stuff. So every podcast needs an intro. So I was cutting up little clips from some of the early recordings we had. We had Justin spilling beer, I think it was all just from the one episode.
Did
that
I
we
spill?
Got. But it was,
well,
you got a little spittle.
Oh, yeah. I cracked a can
open
on the mic.
Oh, yeah, was that a good one?
Yeah. And then needed something for someone to intro it and did a text to speech. And it sounds rather natural.
Very authentic accent.
And then that is actually Walt on guitar. Yeah,
I can rip.
Yeah, he was,
no doubt.
He was recording that. He had one of his daughters in one hand and strumming the guitar, playing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mario plays the chords, and I just rip.
Just move your hand.
I just rip. Yeah.
So thanks,
really?
Jeff. Thanks, Jeff, for sending in that wonderful question,
Jeff.
And Jeff's wife for also asking. We are. Unfortunately, they were not two separate questions, so only Jeff will get the shirt this week. much like the past couple of weeks where we've had a husband and wife pair asking a question, Jeff will get you a T-shirt. Jeff's wife, you're going to have to ask your own question next time. Or you could share, as Julia's pointing out. I think that's what that was.
You could share.
Would they wear them at the same time?
XL.
You could cut another hole in the shirt.
Get a double XL.
I think we have some 3Xs, too.
It's a sleep
There's
shirt.
A couple 3Xs you could wear at the same
kinda
time.
Kind of like... Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, weren't they all, like, didn't they,
they were
in
the
new movie, they all were, like, they shared pajamas?
Oh, that's weird.
The new movie.
The one with Johnny Depp.
No one saw that movie.
I saw that in Amsterdam in Dutch.
Come on.
No, it was weird. It was real weird.
Hey, Vinny, did you see that new South Park yet?
No, but you did show me the bird scooter reference.
Scootin'.
Yeah.
Everyone's scootin'.
And we're recording up here in the tap room today, and I have... enjoyed watching the scooters go by the whole time.
We had our new dog here the other day, and someone scooted by on a lime. Probably because it was a lime, not a bird, and he just went just crazy following it.
Citrus Shredder.
That's a good dog. That's a good dog.
Mm, yeah.
All right. Anything else anyone has this week?
No, I just hope everyone's having fun out there.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, thanks, Justin, for coming out. Being on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me. Haven't been on the same time as you in a while, I don't think.
It's not easy being
green. It's an odd couple.
You've been working on Wednesdays.
Everybody's working on Wednesdays.
Thank you all for listening. Thanks for tuning in, learning a little bit about Skull Session. Stop by the tap room.
Just a very little
bit. Just a tiny bit.
Stop by the tap room. Get yourself one of those awesome bundles. Come cheer on the Buckeyes. Mm-hmm. Come cheer on the crew. We'll save the crew. Make sure to tip your bartenders. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one. Cheers.
Goodbye. I'm looking at the original iPhone. It's called Printed Out Paper.